Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is Alex Damajan from the UVA men's tennis team, which is the defending NCAA champion. Alex, thanks for swinging by the McHugh Center. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Good. You have two matches at the Snyder Tennis Center this weekend. First against NC State on Friday, the second against Wake Forest on Sunday. You will be one of three players honored in the Senior Day ceremony Sunday, along with Justin and Ian. Seems like only yesterday that I saw you getting a tour of JPJ during your recruiting visit. Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's been quick, but it's been fun. You know, I mean, we've had a lot of success, and I mean, this year is as good as any to continue it.
Coming out of high school, you seriously considered turning pro. Has college tennis turned out to be what you expected? What did you expect?
It's been different. I mean, honestly, when I came in here, I thought it would be not as serious. I thought, like, when I first came to college, I thought it would be you get a can of balls and you go hit with one of your teammates and practice is over in an hour and a half and you go do whatever you want. And I came here, I was a little surprised, to be honest. I thought, I guess sort of the pitch for me going pro is that college isn't very serious. And then it turned out to be completely different, obviously.
You came from a non-traditional high school in Florida. What about the adjustment to life as just a UVA student? Was that difficult?
Slightly. I mean, you know, it's an adjustment period for everybody. I mean, you're living away from your parents and you're kind of doing things more on your own. You take more ownership for things that you do, and you kind of have to set up responsibility for everyday life. That being said, there's still a lot of oversight by other people. You're not entirely on your own.
Right.
So the coaches helped out a lot with that my freshman year.
Brian Bolin announced your signing in June 2010 with a press release that included a statement from you. And one of the things you said was that your goal was to become a top ATP tour professional in the near future. Would you have thought then that you'd end up staying here all 4 years?
I didn't think that far ahead in the future. It wouldn't have surprised me. Anything really could have happened. It wasn't like, well, in 4 years I want to be here. I don't really think that far ahead.
Was there a point along the way when you came close to leaving and turning pro?
No.
After any season?
No.
What has kept you?
I want to graduate, and I want to professional tennis isn't really what I want to do with my life. And you know, if getting a degree is number one.
You're going to get a degree in foreign affairs. What do you want to do with your life then?
Well, I'm
outside of tennis.
I'm enlisting in the Navy soon after I graduate in the summer. So I'm doing that and I'm looking forward to it.
What path are you going to take in the Navy? Any ideas or what do you want to do?
Well, I'm trying to get a SEAL contract. So I'm going for that. I'm training every day, swimming every day, learning how to swim. So, you know, I'm going all in with that as soon as the season's over.
So you go from Snyder working out there over to AFC to swim?
Right.
You do, really?
Yeah.
You're 4 years into this experience now. How has college changed you, you know, as a person and as a tennis player?
I mean, I guess I've met more people, and I don't think I've changed that much as people think I have. I still think I'm the same person. I still love to work hard. I still, for the most part, like to kind of be by myself in a lot of ways. And college tennis has kind of, I guess, made me love competition more, mm-hmm. if anything.
Of the tennis recruits who enrolled in college in 2010, you were the top-ranked American. You could have gone anywhere in the country. Coach Bolin persuaded you to come here. What makes Brian such a persuasive recruiter? You know, year after year, he signs blue-chip players like you.
I mean, he's very he tries hard, put it that way. The school itself also, it does a big job in kind of recruiting itself. The school itself is one of the top in the country, and then the program that he built, as it is right now, it's one of a kind. So Looking at it, I wanted a school that was good, and I also wanted a top tennis team, and this had both.
Tennis, at its core, is an individual sport, but in college, you also have the team dynamic. What has that been like for you? Did you play team sports as a boy growing up?
I played a little bit of basketball. I would have liked to have played football, but parents didn't want me to get injured. So tennis was kind of, you know, an individual sport my whole life. And it's still an individual sport for the most part. I mean, you can't like trade rackets with anybody. You can't get substituted. Right. You're still out there on your own until the match is over. You know, but I do enjoy being a part of the team, and that's the part that I enjoy most about it.
Had you had experience with kind of the dual matches that you play here as being part of a team where you can win your match and the team could lose or vice versa? And you end up rooting for your teammates the way you do here when you're done your match?
Have I had that before?
Had you done that much?
No.
Coming here?
No, never.
Is that an appealing aspect of the sport? Have you liked that part of it?
Yeah, I do enjoy that part of it.
Over the course of your career, UVA has won 110 dual matches, lost only 5. The Hoos are unbeaten against ACC opponents. That's absolutely mind-boggling. How big a deal is the ACC streak to the players? Do you guys ever bring it up?
We think about it. I mean, we had a close match against Clemson last weekend, and you could kind of feel it was kind of in the back of our minds as the match got closer and we could have lost. But I don't guess verbally, it's not right. Talked about.
You're listed on the roster, 6'7", 225 pounds, which means you're bigger than a lot of the football and basketball players here. Mm-hmm. You have a big serve, and it's easy to see how your size can be an advantage for you on the court. But does it present challenges too, particularly against certain kind of players?
I mean, you have to play to your strengths because, you know, I'm not the most agile person out there. I have to win points quicker than a guy like Mitchell Frank, for example, who can use his legs to his advantage. And I think it simplifies the game for me because, you know, I know when I step on the court, this is what I have to do. And if I execute it more often than not, I'm going to win.
Twice during your college career, including this academic year, injuries have kept you from competing in the fall. Mm-hmm. How much does that set you back when you take to the court in the spring? And are you still playing catch up right now?
I mean, I feel adjusted now. I mean, I think it was harder my second year when I got injured in the fall because I never really dealt with a situation like that before. And this year, I don't know, it hasn't been that big of an adjustment period, to be honest. And I feel like I've been playing well the whole year.
In the fall of your first year, you won the ITA All-American Singles Championship. You have a career record in singles of 120 and 16. You'll have an opportunity next month to compete for the NCAA singles title. How big a goal is that for you?
The singles title?
Yeah. I mean, you have one last chance to win that before you graduate.
It's number one is the team title. And then after that's over, I'll kind of, you know, readjust in my mind and kind of motivate myself for that. But I'm not really thinking about that right now, to be honest.
We're getting close to postseason now. Going into postseason last year, maybe the biggest question in college tennis was whether UVA would finally break through and win the NCAA team title. You guys did that. How has that changed things this season? Is there any less pressure this time around? Does it feel different?
I mean, I think we kind of carry ourselves with a little more confidence. I feel like we could use that a little bit more to our advantage. The fact that, you know, we're defending champions, you know, I think sometimes we don't always act that way. And I think it takes a little bit of pressure off from external sources, mm-hmm. but as far as within our program, the pressure is still the same.
Have you noticed anything different from the teams you play? I mean, Virginia has been a big deal for a long time. You've gotten everyone's quote-unquote best shot, but mm-hmm. as defending NCAA champion, is there even more of that this year?
I don't know. I mean, we know who the other top, like, really good teams are, and unfortunately, we've had 4-3 losses to both of them. And to be honest, no. I mean, you know, the UCLA's, Ohio State's, USC's, you know, all the top teams in the country are going to be gunning for us just like we're gunning for them.
You mentioned the losses. They were both close. not that you necessarily need motivation as a team, but do they give you motivation as the postseason gets closer?
Yeah, I mean, it basically just says that we need to work harder than what we're doing, and you know, if we want to win in the NCAAs, we're gonna most likely gonna have to face those teams. So, you know, at least now we know what to expect.
UVA has had one of the nation's top men's programs for years. The women are now in the top 10, too. Mm-hmm. How close are the players from the two programs, and what's it been like to watch the women steadily raise their national profile?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great for them. I mean, they've been working hard just like we have, and they don't get the spotlight that we have, unfortunately, them. But, you know, I think they have a great – this is the best team that I think they've ever had. I mean, from 1-6, I think they're also very close, which helps. I know that we were close last year, and whenever you have a close team, you can do a lot better than you ever have. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see what they're going to do in NCAAs.
One final question. This is one I pose to my guest almost every week. Outside of your own sport, who's your favorite athlete? What's your favorite team to watch here at UVA?
Favorite athlete at UVA?
Athlete or team. Who do you like to watch here? Or are you a fan of other sports?
I don't watch other sports, to be honest.
You're just tennis?
I don't really even watch tennis. I'm not big into like watching other sports. When I'm done with my sport, I just go do something else and turn my mind off.
You have another – in general, do you follow any other sports, or are you just tennis?
I mean, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. That's the team that I root for the most, unfortunately.
My apologies. My sympathy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, well, thanks for stopping by. Good luck this weekend and in the postseason, and have a great time at Senior Day.
Thank you very much.
If you want to catch Alex and his teammates in action this weekend, they're playing Friday at 3 p.m. against NC State, Sunday at 1 p.m. against Wake Forest. Both matches are at the Snyder Center next to Mim Gym, and there's no charge for admission. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, check virginiasports.com for news and update on all 25 of our sports, and thanks for listening.